From the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. A Crookston man has been sentenced to nearly 22 years in prison, followed by 20 years of probation for producing images and videos showing the sexual abuse of a minor girl. The minor victim reported to school officials and to the Crookston police that 52-year-old Jorge Alberto Torres Jr. had been sexually assaulting and abusing them for several years. Torres threatened and coerced the victim into submitting to his sexual demands, and he placed a hidden video camera in a bathroom used by the victim. Law enforcement arrested Torres the next day. Torres asked a family member to hide or destroy an Android cell phone in the hidden video camera. Law enforcement says they recovered the cell phone and found multiple pictures and videos showing Torres' sexual abuse. Torres pled guilty back in December to one count of production of child pornography and admitted to other additional conduct constituting production of child pornography. He was sentenced to 262 months in prison. A Red Lake woman has been found guilty of child neglect following the death of a child in her care. According to trial evidence, 63-year-old Sharon Rosebear intentionally deprived a child of necessary food and health care throughout 2022. Investigators say the child died from the combined effects of starvation and infection. Rosebear and her co-defendant, Julius Fine Day Sr., both federally charged. Rosebear with felony child neglect, Fine Day with second-degree manslaughter. Fine Day entered a guilty plea earlier. Their sentencing hearing will be scheduled at a later date. A 17-year-old girl who was listed as missing by the Polk County Sheriff's Office has returned home safely. Jaden Carlson has been, was last seen Saturday evening after leaving her residence in Winger. Polk County Sheriff's Office posted Carlson's missing announcement on its Facebook page and later posted she had returned home safely. The Pennington County Sheriff's Office is informing the public to be on the lookout for suspicious emails or correspondence involving Pennington County offices. Pennington County Sheriff Seth Bettelson says someone has apparently hacked email accounts. He said it's come to their attention that spoofing or phishing emails are going around that appear to be from county employees. County employees do not use Gmail or Yahoo addresses, he says. You're asked to please take care and ensure the email is authentic and don't click on any links within the email or open any attachments. Bettelson says that emails saying that Pennington County Treasurer Jennifer Herzberg is expecting a payment from individuals or townships for ditch maintenance or other fees are not legitimate bills and to disregard. If you have any questions, call a Pennington County office or the Pennington County Sheriff's Department. A toddler in Otter Tail County was taken to the hospital by helicopter after nearly drowning Tuesday. First responders were called to a home in rural Vergas just after 12:45 Tuesday afternoon after a woman discovered her son had fallen into open water and was not breathing. Woman was outside with her three kids when she noticed her one-and-a-half-year-old wasn't next to her. She quickly found him face down and unconscious in 4.5 feet of water behind an old barn. The area had been dry before recent rain. Child was revived and flown to a hospital. One person was injured in a one-vehicle accident in Beltrami County Tuesday afternoon. The Minnesota State Patrol says it happened along Highway 72 in Langhart Township around 1:41 p.m. The patrol says 79-year-old Karen Stomberg of Kellier was driving a 2014 Chevrolet Impala northbound on 72 when it left the road and hit an approach and rolled. Stomberg received non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to Sanford Bemidji Hospital. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.